The Gospel according to Matthew, the second chapter. Now after the wise men had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night and went to Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated, and he sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had learned from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing and loud lamentation. Rachel, weeping for her children, she refused to be consoled because they are no more. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who were seeking the child's life are dead." And Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district of Galilee. There he made his home in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled. He will be called a Nazarene. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Last week we heard how God is with us. Emmanuel, God is with us. This week we hear how Joseph must take Jesus and Mary away from their home and flee to another land. The text begins with Joseph being visited by an angel. An angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." This beautiful scene of the Nativity that we have all experienced just this week is going to be shattered by the horrific events that are about to unfold in our text for today. When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated, and he sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old and under, according to the time that had learned from the wise men. It is impossible to imagine that someone could do something as heinous as this, the slaughter of innocent children. Well, it used to be impossible to imagine. It is the act of a coward. It is the act of a deranged and dangerous person. This is the act of someone who has lost their mind. If current events have taught us anything, it has taught us that unreasonable and horrendous people have and continue to inhabit this earth. They are people that are not interested in what God is saying. They ignore the true word of God. It seems sometimes that we may never be able to escape the prophetic words of Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing in loud lamentation. Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they are no more. So what can we take home today from this terrible and difficult text? First of all, let's think about Herod. Herod is not interested in the word of God. He is a man of power who is frightened by what the birth of a baby might do to that power. According to some ancient texts by Josephus, We hear that during his reign, during Herod's reign, Herod ordered the execution of three of his own sons. And after his death, he had ordered that at his own burial, one member of every family in the nation was to be slain so that the country might really mourn when he died. Yeah, this guy had issues. We should also note what happens to King Herod, who orders the killings. Already in verse 19, the text reveals when Herod died. And that means he did not live long after the slaughter of those children that he was responsible for. More important, let's look at some people who are listening to what God is up to. First, the Magi. These wise men are looking for the Messiah. They follow a star and find the Christ child. And a few verses before in our text for today, we hear that on entering the house, the wise men saw the child with Mary and his mother, and they knelt down and paid homage. Then opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. These wise men, these Gentiles, have been on a quest. They have been seeking the child who has been born King of the Jews in order to pay him homage. It has been their intention from the beginning to honor this child. And having done so, God honors them, these Gentiles, by revealing to them not to return to Herod. And they obey what God has told them. They are listening to the word of God. We often hear, today wise men still seek him. Also, Joseph is listening to God. Having been warned in a dream to flee to Egypt, Joseph, Mary, and Jesus are safe from the rage of this deadly king. And Joseph continues to listen to God so that when it is time to leave Egypt, after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district of Galilee. Today we hear about those that listen to God and those that do not listen to God. The text begs us then to consider, who are we going to be? We want to be like Mary and Joseph, listening to God, prepared to move if God says move, responding with love and caring for those whom God has entrusted to us. We want to be like the wise men, seeking Christ at all times, to honor and respect Jesus, often offering our best treasures to Jesus for all that he has done for us. But the truth is, when we judge others, when we connive to protect ourselves first at the cost of others, and try to keep all of the things that we have convinced ourselves only belong to us, then we are Herod. In our text today, there are so many who seek the Christ child. Then there are those who do not listen to God. They are lost to their rage. Those that do not listen do not end up with happy lives. Those that listen to God and follow what God is saying end up being safe from harm. Today we live in a culture where fear can be very profitable for some. And so we are bombarded by information, television shows, advertisements, talk radio, docudramas, all of them warning us of every possible danger that could ever happen to us in our lifetime. There are those that seek to keep us off balance because they make a profit. They are able to scare us, and it keeps them in business. All the while, we have from God the gift of this child, come to save us all from the fear of death. So that if we only invite Christ into our lives, into our hearts, We have nothing to be afraid of. And so we pray. As you have given Jesus to us, help us to give our lives to you as Christ serve us. Help us to serve each other, especially those who are in need. Help us to listen to your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.